Here's your latest news on the Basin Radio Network.
Governor Gordon hosts wildfire recovery forums in Gillette and Sheridan. With your Basin Radio Network news, I'm Terry Shalene. Governor Mark Gordon will host community forums in Sheridan and Gillette on Monday, January 27th to discuss wildfire restoration and recovery efforts. The forums will focus on the governor's proposed fire restoration fund, part of his 2025 supplemental budget, currently under consideration by the Wyoming legislature. The proposed funding aims to help restore lands damaged by last year's wildfires, which devastated over 850,000 acres and cost more than $55 million in firefighting efforts. Governor Gordon emphasized that last year's fires heavily impacted private and state lands, with about 70% of the damage occurring outside federal lands. The forums are open to the public. Governor Gordon, along with state leaders, will outline plans for restoring grass, hay, and forage and discuss additional funding for Wyoming's mineral royalty grant program. The Gillette Forum will be from noon to 2 p.m. at Gillette College's main presentation hall on January 27th. Wyoming Senate advances bill to restrict cell phone use in classrooms. A bill requiring Wyoming school districts to adopt policies restricting cell phone use in classrooms is headed to the Senate floor. According to Wildfile, Senate File 21 advanced out of the Senate Education Committee on Monday with a 4-1 vote after lawmakers softened the language from prohibit to restrict. Sponsor Senator Wendy Schuler of Evanston, a retired teacher, said the measure addresses concerns from educators about the challenges of managing phone use during class. Schuler cited studies linking excessive screen time and social media use to mental health issues and declining academic performance. The bill would require restrictions only during instructional time and allows districts flexibility to craft their own policies. Committee members pushed back the deadline for implementation to September 1st. Supporters, including Wyoming Superintendent of Public Instruction Megan Degenfelder, believe limiting phone use could improve focus, social interaction, and academic outcomes. However, critics raise concerns about enforcement, privacy, and how the restrictions might impact technology used for instruction. The bill now faces three readings in the Senate before advancing to the House. That's it for your Basin Radio Network news. I'm Terry Shalene.